This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, whenever you're ready. 5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. And that's not just a matter, that's not just me speaking. I mean, head up to my website. You know, we've got some great stories up there. You check it out. You'll know who's coming on, who's going to be on the show. And I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt will join us right after the break. And I do appreciate the time that she's with us. She's hanging out. She's part of the show. She needs to be part of the show, always. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. Look, my God, can you imagine what's going on? I mean, the Dems must be making themselves crazy. Because we don't see Trump's numbers dipping. And on top of that, yeah. Okay, somebody just said me. Okay, we get it. We know the reporters were embarrassing themselves with the little Joe Biden thing the other day. Do any of you really believe for a second that there's going to be any hard questions on Joe at these little gatherings? Yeah, can you really call them a press conference? You mean the gatherings, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I don't understand. I mean, I really don't. When you look at this, you look at what's going on. You guys are up in arms about it. I think it's hilarious. Let them be stupid. Let them do what they're doing. People are seeing through their game. Anyway, where was? See, you know, stop sending me stuff while I'm talking. I can't seem to separate the two. Now I read it, and I'm like, oh. Sonia Schmidt's going to join us after the break, and we have another. Now, I don't know, pose. In my kids' days, they called them posers, right? People that wanted to be something they weren't, you know, they'd act like, I don't know, professional skateboard kind of people, right? And now we've got people that are faking being black, and God only knows for what reason. Is it to get ahead? I mean, I don't understand why or what. What would be the reasoning behind it? But I don't want to do this until Sony comes up, because I think this is hilarious. And who do we have? The woman that worked at the NAACP office up in Washington State. She lied about being black. When she got caught and got in some trouble, who came to her rescue? Yeah, Al Sharpton. And it wasn't because of any other reason other than there was money involved. Come on, really, seriously, money involved. You know that's it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's not going to stop there. If these people think they can get away with something, if they think they can get a leg up on us, they're going to keep doing this. They're not going to change. You also had a great jobs report. I mean, these people, I'm seriously, I'm not trying to be mean. But if I was them, they have got to have the people who really hate Trump the most. Now, come on, stay with me here. You know what I mean? They have got to have flat spots on their head, right here on their forehead. Because no matter what they do to this man, they can't seem to nail him on anything. And he's not that somebody said, yeah, he's like the Teflon Don. No, he's not like the Teflon Don. Teflon Don was killing people. It was all about murder with him. It was all about doing illegal stuff. And I love how they are projecting onto other people. Right? They are projecting. Guess, you know, and you talk about who's come out of the woodwork. Bloomberg is out of the woodwork again. Nobody wants anything to do with him. With him. I mean, he's another one that's a little off. Not playing with all 52 cards. You know what I'm saying? Really thought that he was going to bully his way, pay his way, buy his way into the race. And I will give some people credit for that, for keeping him out. I know, I just hit a whole bunch of stuff at once. It's because you guys threw me off with the with the reporters. Some of this stuff, don't give them the credit. Don't give them the traffic. Don't give them the time. We already know what they're going to do. You know, Joe Biden is out there, like all of a sudden he cares. Really, like all of a sudden, where's he been? Oh, that's right. He's been in a hole in the ground. Don't call it his basement. He has been in a hole in the ground. He's been hiding. We need to be. You know, I said it last week. I'm going to say it every week. Are you ready for a war? And I'm not talking about cannons and machine guns and all that stuff. But are you ready for war? Are you ready to start defending yourself? Because a lot of you aren't. A lot of you still aren't. You need to be ready to defend yourself. You need to be ready to stick up for your rights. You need to be ready to open your mouth. You know, I keep hearing about the silent majority, right? You all heard about the silent majority. We hear about it all the time. And that's great and wonderful. If it's as big as we believe it is, and I believe it's very big, why don't we come out of the closet? Why don't we come out and let them know who we are? And don't give me that stuff, you're afraid. Look at us. There's a lot of us out here on the front lines. It's not that we're not afraid. It's not that we're not worried about what's going to happen to us. Somebody's got to open their mouths. But if you guys came out all at one time, if you guys filled the streets, if you guys made a big deal, you would scare the crud out of them. Here's somebody who scares the crud out of them. After the break, Sonya Schmidt joins me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. No, we're not.
Are we?
We're back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am having more fun than any goofball should have. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Seriously. I'm sitting here hitting buttons. Who, you know what? Every kid wants to hit buttons. And I'm hitting them buttons. Let me tell you what. All right. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring her on because I have so much fun with her when she's on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week now to kind of brighten up, help us kick off the, right? We get... I want to get that song. Let's party down here, or let's get the... I don't even know. See,
I'm off the weekend, and look, I'm live from San Francisco.
Oh, please. Really?
Dude, what's that funky smell?
Listen, that ain't seawater. Do you know what I'm saying?
That ain't seawater.
That ain't low tide, if you know what I'm talking about there. Okay, good.
Unbelievable. And you know what? That used to be one of my favorite cities. I have to tell you, when I was a girl, I just gotten my driver's license. I drove all the way up to San Francisco, and I'm an architect groupie. So
really?
Yeah, that's something you probably didn't know about. It's very embarrassing for a black chick from the ghetto to have to tell somebody that they are totally an architecture groupie. So I go to San Francisco. I see all these Victorians. I am up all night driving around the whole city. I can't believe how beautiful and artistic and wonderful it is. And then you couple the food on top of that. And,
wow.
You know, and now you couldn't catch me dead in San Francisco. I wouldn't pay a dime to go to that place.
No, it's bad. People don't realize how bad it actually is up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, that they think you're making fun, but look on your phone. You actually find apps that tell you where the human excrement piles are
right
in the city. That's
here's the good news. There's jobs available, because if you're willing to pick up the human excrement, you've got yourself a job.
$160K a year plus benefits.
Hey, man.
Right?
I've considered it. If Biden becomes president, you might see me out there.
Oh, if he becomes president, there's a whole bunch of villages in Sicily that are going to get overflooded.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm so there.
Well, because you know where the crooks are there, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they're identifiable. Exactly.
They show up with their hand out. They go, hey, I hear you got a new business in the village here. You know, we want to make sure you don't have any trouble, and Vito will be by every Friday to pick up his portion. Okay?
Well, never hurt nobody.
And you know who they are. That's the thing about it. So, there was a Jordan, and you know, I was talking about this in the first segment, and I just think this is so funny. And it kind of falls in line. You were posting some stuff up that you almost felt like a queen. You go into these stories now, and they're tripping over them. They're tripping over themselves to help you out, to take care of you, so to speak. And I'm just laughing. And a George Washington University professor who pretended to be black when in fact she is white and she's Jewish. Well, that's not uncommon. I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. was black and Jewish, so
it's possible.
Right?
My daughter is, her dad's Jewish, and I'm black, so she's bluish. I just call her bluish.
Bluish. She's not going to teach classes this fall semester, you know, the college said, because they're a little upset at her. But she teaches black history at the Washington-based college. Now, she is doing this so she can experience. She feels closer. She feels more in line with the black experience. I'm going, seriously? You know, I don't get this at all. I don't have to become an Amazon to be part of the Amazon experience. I don't need that. You know, they went through a lot. No, thank you very much. Why?
You know, why? The simple answer is the left, they are crazy. There's nothing that, if you're trying to wrap your head around what makes sense, you're not going to do that. The fact that they're trying to steal my identity as a black woman, I'm very offended by that, first of all. That she thinks just by slapping a label on that, like you can't do your gender, now I understand. But by doing that, it negates my experience and everything that I've had to go through, not all negative. But just my experience as a black woman, just by calling herself that, is extremely offensive. And I use that word, I steal that word from them, because they're the party of the offended. They're just always aggrieved.
Well, so, remember that thing with the Army? Be all you can be in the Army? I mean, you think we're talking about this, right?
Well, this is an extension of that.
Black, white,
be everything. Anything you wake up and want to be, you can be. No, this is rude. It's offensive. It's awful. And I hope she gets fired or reprimanded or something for that. But I don't know that I felt like a queen when I went into the market, as much as I felt highly embarrassed. You know, it was like...
I hear you. I know. You feel like they're fawning over you. Is it because they were afraid, or is it because they really felt guilty about something?
I think both. I honestly, if I had to put my head into, you know, a white person who feels guilty, which is just the stupidest thing ever, I guess it's a little bit of both. And it could be fear, because let's face it, BLM is a Marxist extortionist organization. So they don't know who I am. They just look at me and they assume more than likely that I'm on the left.
I know, isn't that interesting? Isn't that racist or whatever in and of itself? Think about that.
It is, but it's not that far off. I mean, when you think before Trump, I mean, 95% of people were black people voted Democrat no matter what without the knowledge of what they were voting for, idiot. So I don't fault them for that. It's a natural assumption, you know? It's like, you know, me seeing a guy in a pony, a man bun and skinny jeans, I'm naturally going to assume he's on the left. That's just not, I don't spend much time going, you know what, I bet he goes, I'm going to see this guy on the gun range this weekend.
No, not at all.
So I don't fault them for that. I fault them for their response to me, as you know? So when they're falling all over themselves to try to give me the best service ever, push me forward in line, you know, step back so I could go forward in line.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you're getting like bennies for being black? We were just beating on that woman for being, wow, maybe she got a point.
But you know what? In this neighborhood, in our neighborhood, I think there's a lot of guilt.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And that wasn't like that when I first moved out here. And that's one of the things I liked about out here is everybody treated me normal. If I accidentally got in front of somebody in line, they would go, oh, excuse me, sister. I was here first. And I was like, oh, I love this place.
Yeah.
And now, cut to now, where I could walk up at the end of the line and somebody's letting me in.
Oh, yeah, don't wait back there. We don't want you to wait. Come on up front here. Don't sit back there.
Yeah, right. You don't have to do that. That's not the back of the bus, honey. So, and it's so funny because, like, now I get away with all kinds of rude behavior, and then I just yell out, Black Lives Matter! And then I just do it. I take the table first. I take the parking space. You're waiting for that parking space? I'm going to pull right at Black Lives Matter!
Yeah.
Your own fault.
Oh, my God.
It's your own fault, people. You asked for it.
And it's not going to change anytime soon. You're right. You're exactly right. They have locked themselves into this. This is just craziness going somewhere to happen. All right. We got to go make some money. And we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Sonia Schmidt is going nowhere. We've got to, you know, I almost said it, but I won't. We've got to duct tape to a chair. I'll put it that way. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
It's so true. Everything bad I
do. Now, you see, I always say I've got him chained to his chair. And if I can...
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien is praising the economic normalization agreement reached between Serbia and Kosovo as quite remarkable.
And the president some time ago decided that we needed to try something creative, try something new, break the deadlock, and try to move forward with the peace process with Serbia and Kosovo.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, O'Brien also said this agreement shows a momentum that's coming. Acting Deputy of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli says DHS has been working on a plan to prevent extremism in the United States.
Are creating right now some rather novel approaches, certainly by the American experience, to actually intervene before these sorts of things arise. We're growing that capacity right now.
Cuccinelli speaking on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold your hands and move it up. You should be singing together, you and me.
We are back. Yeah, I got you swaying too. It was a real sign of when you didn't even know it. You were looking down. You danced to music.
That's great right. Ins and outs.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. See, you got me forgetting all kinds of stuff. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her on because I have so much fun with her. I don't want to waste her time. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She's the host of the Sonia Schmidt Show. We could be found. We can find out. Where can we find that?
You can find me on the range all week long. Just go on the range. Go on demand shows. Click on me, and you can watch. You can binge watch.
Wait a minute. What? Flick on you? Oh, click on you.
Most people do. Most people do that when they're driving. But yes, click. Click on me. And go on demand, and boy, I have an interview coming up that caused me to lose sleep. It's a lawyer,
really?
John Whitehead, and he's a libertarian lawyer, and he's talking about what's really going on behind the scenes with Washington and what we have to look forward to. It is hopeful in the end, but I'm just telling you, it caused me to lose sleep. People, we have to understand how important this election is.
Well, it's like a scene out of a movie, right? I mean, seriously, like one of those deep, dark movies where you get irritated because the villain seems to always be one step ahead of the good guys, right?
Well, there's nothing worse than a movie, and I was a TV writer. That's my background. There's nothing worse than seeing the bad guy win. And you can understand how dissatisfying that is when you see that. And that's kind of what we're looking at. And I will tell you that lately, movies about America's future or the world's future have been coming to my head, all these old movies that I've watched in the past. And after hearing his interview, I started watching more. V for Vendetta, The Terminator. There's a new thing by Ridley Scott called Raised by Wolves. I mean, I just started binge-watching all of these futuristic movies. And I'm like, there's a lot going on here that Hollywood is sort of telling us what's going on, because you know they are in communication with the powers that be to get these storylines going, and they're giving you sort of a hint of what our future could look like. And it's very bleak, it's very dark, it's very end of world ish But we have control over that, to be honest. It's just like, you know, like as Christians, we know the end of the story,
yeah.
But not if we sit on our hands.
No, that's it. Get away from the keyboards, people. Get away from the keyboard. You know, make the phone calls. Do what you have to do to help your person, not just to help your person win, but to make sure you're really choosing the right person. Okay?
Yeah, but he says the same thing. This lawyer, John Whitehead, said the same thing you said about school boards and all that, how we have to get involved on our own local levels and how we have to really understand what's going on because the left, and I always say this, one of my slogans is evil never rests.
That's true.
And they don't stop. And every time you're stopping to do something casual or they're marching forward. And it's the long march through the institutions or everywhere else they government, wherever else they have to march through, they're marching.
Yeah, no, and they won't stop. You're exactly right. They will not stop.
They're animated by it.
This is their life. This is their religion. This is what they do.
They have no identity other than politics. Look at those children who have been yelling at people in their faces and stopping cars and beating up people and actually killing people who are Trump supporters. That's in a little deep.
What kind of degenerate? You know, I always say to these guys, you're a bunch of cowards. You go punch an 82-year-old in the face, right? That's easy to do. What parent brings up a kid, 17, 18, 25, that thinks it's okay to punch an old woman in the face? I say, you're cowards. Come punch me in the face. Bunch of guys that would love to have you come and try to punch them in the face. Philly, send me an email. We'll meet you somewhere.
Well, yes, we're not afraid of a fight, but... Let the fight be about something. Not be about, I saw an old man being stopped, an older white man being stopped to get in the gas station, and they were yelling at him to say somebody's name. Is Jacob. I don't know anymore. I've lost track of all the names that we're supposed to be, you know, lamenting and crying over at this point. I thought it was maybe George Floyd they wanted him to say. But nevertheless, they were shouting at him to say a name. And then after it was over, and this guy was brave enough to get out of his car and pump his gas afterwards with all these people yelling at him, the black guys that were doing this to him played the victim. They said, see, this is what we're talking about. This is racism. This is systemic. I was like, I'm going to show the clip on my show, but it's unbelievable what we're having to go through. These kids are so angry. I don't know why they're so angry. This is the best time in America ever. I mean, before they destroyed the economy and all the other things that the left did, this is the best time to be an American. I don't care what color you are.
Not what they've been taught, though. You know that. They're being taught that this country is racist. Look at Joe Biden saying that. Check this out. This Catholic man says the original sin of this country is racism for 400 years. I'm going, Joe, we haven't been around 400 years. I hate to tell you. I don't know if you missed history class or what. But.
Yeah, well, that's not what they're teaching. There's so much I don't know. I do a show every week. I don't know zilch, but I bring people on who do so I can learn from it. Hopefully people can learn from it, and I'm sure they're like smacking their forehead going, she doesn't know that? Doesn't matter what I know. I think there are some people who just don't know but be open to learning. I think the problem with the left and the people in the left who I deal with is they don't want to know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They just don't want to know. They want to believe. They want to feel, but they don't want to know. So when you bombard them with facts, it's just really it's an unsafe place for them. They're just not comfortable with it. And if you pull that thread, then where do they go? Because they get their entire identity out of the crap that they don't know.
Well, what's funny is, you know, being on a school board now, I'm getting, you know, emails from parents are saying, I can't believe this crap. My kids are learning. I can't believe what they're doing to these kids when they're in school. They have teachers that have BLM flags behind them on the wall while they're teaching. And they're going, look, that is a political statement. Put a MAGA one right next to it. Okay? Or how about All Lives Matter and put up the picture of a fetus, as you call it. I call it a baby. I mean, if we're really going to go down that road, let's go all the way down that road. That's what true
is. But how do they do that? I mean, right now I'm doing social distance learning with my grandson, and I love it because you know how I was feeling about what's going on in the public school.
Right.
How do I curtail this stuff? How do I get in between this? Well, now I am in between it because it's in my living room. The teacher has to teach her class in my presence. I just sit off to the side and do my little knitting like my grandmother would. And but I get to hear what she does. But I mean, what if she does? What if she does something that I find offensive? I mean, how do I deal with that? And how do I get the other side told?
Well, you need to write a letter. An email to the superintendent of schools, to the teacher, and say you were offended. I just went round and round with this with my own board the other night, where we're being told by the state that we're really not allowed to have anybody offended. We have to go out of our way to make sure that people aren't offended. That's what true equality and
nobody gets offended.
That's right. So you were offended. I would make, and listen, I would deliver it myself. A black woman who's mad with a letter in her hand. Let's see what they do with that. And when they find out you're a conservative, let's see if they actually flush the letter or file it somewhere. You know?
Yeah. I'm a sellout to them. I'm not even worthy of.
Would you be? I've never really understood all this terminology, but are you an Auntie Tom? Because
somebody called me that years ago when I was on PJ Media doing my I had a show there called Left Exposed, and somebody in the chat section on YouTube called me an Aunt Tom. I thought that was funny. I know they thought that I was supposed to be offended, but I thought that was the funniest thing I've heard. It was
and
the
they get
time.
So mad when you laugh at them, but you can't do anything but laugh because it's so asinine in most cases, you know?
Yes. So the fact that they would take time, but there are people that I look at on the internet, I don't like them, but taking the time to actually offend or try to offend, it just shows more of who you are. It's just like that article today in The Atlantic about Trump. I know that they think that was supposed to impact him, but I think that it said more about the left and about the publication of The Atlantic than
Trump. Well, Is that woman and other women or other people who identify as black, isn't that like cultural appropriation? Would that be ethnic
appropriation? Absolutely. Why wouldn't it be? I heard Adele, I saw an article last week that Adele was wearing Bantu balls on her head, and she got slammed for that. I don't know why she did that other than to get attention, because it's obvious that she's going to get railed by her. But I love it when the left eats their own. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I tell people, shut up. Don't say anything. Let them go. I mean,
let them go. Let them give them enough rope, and that's what Trump is great at. Give them enough rope.
Oh, yo. Oh, wait, let's talk about his two-vote comment when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Science.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. And, you know, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter, or you can sign up to be get text alerts. The text alerts is simple. I mean, seriously, if you know where the buttons are, it's real simple. TRS to 77222. That's text TRS to 77222. Let me bring her on because I have so much fun when she's on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me, and always appreciate the time that she spends with us. And you know what, Sonia? Thanks for being with me. I really do have a lot of fun with you when you're on.
Oh, but I feel like I should sound like more professional. But it's just like
what? Like such? And like...
I like so professional. But it's like to me when I'm talking to you. It's two old friends. We get to talk once a week. So you're, and that's how my interviews are on my show.
Yep.
You're just listening in to two people who actually like each other and find what each other has to say interesting.
Wait, are we supposed to like each other? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, I actually like your wife better. But
most
you know
people
that.
Do. They tolerate me because of her.
That's totally it. She's the through line.
We were talking during the break. I'm going to switch gears because this is so true. You know, this Kim Klasick out of Baltimore, is it, right? I mean, I love her. And the reason I love her, here is a, I'm going to say it, and you can yell at me later. She, there's a black woman with an attitude, a red dress, red high heels, walking through Baltimore. You people did this. You people have had 53 years to clean this up. This is, you know, and she just goes off on them. The Baltimore Press, I don't know if you know this, they're ripping her up in the paper, the local newspapers, and so forth. Really, like to your point earlier, like she's an Auntie Tom. And I'm just laughing to myself, go, wait a minute. She lives there. She grew up there. She's complaining about the neighborhoods and saying, you have had control. This is your fault. Don't you love her?
You know what? Absolutely. And I featured her on a few shows ago. But it shows you how the left, you cannot tell the truth about what's going on.
True.
Anytime somebody comes out with the truth, and guess who ushered us into the truth? It was Donald Trump, who, what the hell do you have to lose? And the left got totally offended by that, and black people went, Like, you know, when your dog hears something, What? He makes a point. So people like Kim, and there's others who are jumping on the bandwagon. I honestly don't even think a Candace Owens would have happened before. We've always had Larry Elder, but he's kind of been a lone wolf in this.
That's true.
But we've had so many other black conservatives come out, even white people who aren't afraid to. I think there are a lot of stars, in fact, in the Republican Party, white stars. And there's Jim Jordan, there's the Gates, there's just so many people now that probably would not have been as bold as they are now had it not been for Trump. So I don't know what happens after Trump. If we get so scared, we go back and tuck our tails and
he's kind of, what do you think, Sonya? He's kind of raising up a whole new kind of army. I mean, if you listen to the RNC, you had Cruz and you had Rand Paul out there. They were speaking in a way they would have never have spoken before President Trump was elected. You look at these young people like Kim Klasick. I mean, she even gives him credit for giving her the boldness to come out and say. And I think that's really what scares the left, right?
I didn't come. I had a show, like I said, on PJ Media called Left Exposed for 4 years of Obama, thinking that I'm doing the country good. He got elected again. I lost my job in Hollywood. I had no income. I was like, you know what?
Wow.
My mother used to say, some people can't be helped. And that's the way I felt about America. I was like, you know what? I gave it my best, but some people can't be helped. America is a superpower, but there have been other superpowers. There have been other great societies that have fallen. So, do we have a guarantee on this? No. So I went back to school as an interior designer. And it wasn't until Trump came out and ushered in all these other big voices like we were just talking about is when I decided to peek my head back out of the foxhole. You do not want to be in a war with me because I'm like, we're losing, I'm gone. So, but the minute we start to advance, I'm with you. So, I think for Trump, he's been a major influence on why I'm out there again trying it. And we've got, 2 months? September, October, November? We have short
not even,
months,
you know, this, yeah. When his daughter came out and said, you know, my dad, or DC has not changed my dad. My dad has changed DC. I wish he would have flipped that though. I wish he would have said, hey, the Republican Party hasn't changed my dad. My dad has changed the Republican Party. He's given it a set of blankety blanks.
I get it. The huevos, like, honey. But I do believe that what he's trying to do now is win everybody. That's, you know, my daughter was concerned about him wearing the mask and what is he saying now. And I said, look, girl, he's trying to get independence and people, because we know the base hasn't gone anywhere. In fact, it's probably grown a little bit, but they're still in this. The Democrats are going to try to steal this thing and hold on to this election.
Yep.
He's got to overwhelmingly move this thing, win this thing.
But to your point, though, I mean, he is He is trying to win over some of the others, but he's not. I'm impressed that he's not losing his principles. He throws the mask on because he said it in one of the interviews. Look at it. It makes some people feel comfortable. I'm safe. I'm fine with it, you know. And that's it. And he's, I don't know. Maybe I'm making excuses for him, but I don't think so. I don't think that's
what he's doing. There's some people. I do know some diehard never maskers who are going, oh, he's sold out. He's just sold, you know. No, dude, you got to listen to what he's got a job to do, and he knows more than anybody. If he loses this America,
oh yeah,
we're sunk. He knows it just as well as we do, even more so, because he knows the nasty. He knows how that sausage is made in a way that we don't even know or want to know.
Don't you love how they went from when Joe Biden wins, they're going to need the military to take Trump out of the White House. Now they're saying, Joe, Don't concede no matter what.
But you got to know, and I'm kind of like rushing this. It's like I've been watching the left for so long because I worked with them in a room. I was confined in a room with them. I know what they're saying, and I know what they're setting up. So when they said that they're going to set the military, he's not going to leave office. I was like, what is that about? This is exactly what that's about. They were setting that up, and they're beautiful at that. In their evilness, they're really good at setting up the scenario and then and watching it play out. Just like they thought that these riots were going to, like they're saying now that this is Trump's America with the fighting and the rioting and the race wars and all that. No, they set that up only so they could say, this is Trump's America. This is why they squashed the economy in the Democratic-run states. They're not letting us go back to work. Why? So they can say, this is how fragile a Trump's economy is.
Yeah, but they're getting slapped around because, look, we've had record days, good days, positive days at the stock market. All right, you've got record jobs added to the economy again. They have got to have flat spots on their head because they don't know what to do anymore.
They're going to say it's Obama. They're going to say it's the strength of the Obama economy.
Well, here's what I keep saying. If all it took was if Obama loved this country so much, and all it took was him leaving office for us to get a strong economy, why the heck didn't he go a year after he got in? I don't get it.
Exactly. Well, it's just like Joe Biden is saying, what is he saying now that, he knows how to deal with the coronavirus thing better than Trump. Well, if you do, you have a moral obligation to let us know how now so more people don't die.
Well, he'll fix it on November 5th if he were to win. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is kind of where it's going. But, no, I don't care. Look, I am not concerned at all. Donald Trump gets back in. That's not a problem. I don't think. I think that quote-unquote silent majority. My God, if you guys would come out into the streets, you would scare the bejesus out of the left. They would go hide in caves all over the country if you would just come out. But I think what they don't realize is he has to have the Senate. He has to have Congress, or else we're going to have 4 years times 10 of what's going on right now.
But I don't. Oh golly, I hope it's hard when you live in California to believe that the best can happen. But I have faith, and I know that God still loves America, and it's not gone downhill yet. So
no, but I tell people all the time, we have to do something.
Right. God, it's not like we can just sit there and go, oh, God's going to take care of it.
And there's a lot of people doing that. It's like, get off your knees.
Faith
God doesn't
action?
Vote. Listen, I don't know if you agree with me, but God doesn't steal votes, I don't think. Right? So he's not going to go to the voting booth and vote for you if you don't show up. You got to do that yourself. Right?
Faith without works is just like,
You know.
And I think, is in the Bible. I think that they spell it,
Well, Sonia, I don't know. I wish people would stop looking at the polls, understand what's going on out there, and I do believe that people are paying attention. You know, they always said that if a president could capture more than 8% of the black vote, he pretty much had the election. This guy's up in the 20s. And I think he's going to finish closer to the 40s, mark my words.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I do believe the 30s, but I also think the Hispanic vote, the Latin vote is going to be off the hook as well.
Yeah.
That silent majority. Get out there, take somebody to the polls, people. Talk to your family. I went to a family event a couple days ago with my daughter. Let me tell you something. Every single one of them, except for my older daughter, is a Trump supporter.
Wow.
One of them was a big... Yeah.
All right. Sonia Schmidt Show, where they find it? Come on, quick.
BrainsBroadcasting.com, on demand. Sonia Schmidt, go there.
You got to go there, man. Check it out. We need to support each other. Okay, little donate button on her side, too. Give up the cup of coffee. Come on back next hour. I'm going to teach you how not to get in trouble with your taxes. Sounds boring, but it'll be very exciting. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side.
Too late.